sharing information?
6103-2306.
306.
Yeah.
Okay. Did that change from the senior bowl at all?
I was a pound less today than the senior bowl. It's 307 in the senior bowl.
What'd you do?
Probably use the bathroom a little bit too late.
Did you play at Redford High, Redford Union High?
No, I played at Catholic Central.
Catholic Central, okay.
Yeah.
My cover meeting's gone.
Gone well. Yeah, I have 3 tonight, so it's going to be a long day, but that's the whole process. I'm excited to get after it.
Who are you meeting with?
I don't know, actually. I just know the room numbers. I don't know the team, so we'll find out.
You still gunning for 50 reps on the bench press? You going to break that record this week?
Well, see. I'm excited. You know, I haven't done it fresh. Everyone keeps asking me, so it's always been, like, after a workout. And I've gotten the 40s, so we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Can we talk to Mole since his bench?
Yeah, he got 41, so I'm beating that definitely. You can put that down on the record. I'm not letting him beat me, and I'll tell him that. My teammate, Moke, yeah, he got 41, yeah.
What's the most you've ever done?
42. Yeah.
What's it like, that whole turnaround in Michigan? Not just the one loss record, but the whole atmosphere and environment and all.
Yeah, it really changed, you know, when we started winning games and had a great season. You know, it was the best experience I had. I was glad it was my senior year and got to leave with that victory down at the Sugar Bowl against Virginia Tech.
Like, what is the evolution of the Michigan defense? We're really the only prospect there. What happened? I mean, what happened to the great Michigan defense?
It was, you know, the mentality that Coach Madison brought, you know, because he coached defense at Michigan, so, and he knows what it takes to win. And really, when he came in, he just set the bar at a whole nother level. You know, we thought that we were doing the things we need to do to get better, but watching film, you know, doing, you know, being more technically sound, all the details are what Coach Madison really, really harped on, and that made us better as a team and as a defense.
Yeah, Mike, we just forget about defense when he came.
It wasn't very emphasized. He didn't really spend too much time on the defense. You know, we were kind of a supplement, just kind of there, trying to help out the offense. Yeah.
Mike, when you're talking to teams, are they talking to you about your versatility, or are they seeing you as a nose in a certain scheme, like 3-4 versus 4-3? Or?
Yeah, I did a lot of switching. You know, I played the 0 at a 3 and 3-4, and then I played the 1 tech and the 3 tech and the 4-3. So I played with both hands down, and that just helps me, and I have all that on film. So
do you have a preference? I mean, where do you think you're most productive?
No, I really don't have a preference. I have more snaps playing on 1 shade, so just naturally I'm most comfortable there, but I'm really comfortable at both positions.
You don't have the defense size for 0, but... Could you do it full time?
Oh, yeah, I could do that, definitely.
Why?
It's because my leverage, and, you know, I love being called small, you know. I love it. You know, I have a chip on my shoulder, and I've been really called undersized my whole life, really, you know, when it comes to, you know, playing the position, I guess. So, my leverage and everything that goes into playing those, I'm just really good at, I feel like.
How's your wrestling background helped you in football?
It helps me a lot. Now, I'm still working with it. I like to roll around the mat a little bit. It's a little bit of a unorthodox training, I guess you'd say, for me, but it helps me, and it's something that I try not to lose.
And how has it been working out with Barwis for the combine?
It's going well. Yeah, Barwis methods, they've been getting us right. You know, Dave throwing up 41. I wish he could run, because you see how well he's moving, but, you know, we're all moving well, and, you know, the explosiveness is all, you know, where it needs to be.
What kind of training have you done there? Like, what's the normal day like?
Normal day, it's from 8:30 in the morning till 6 at night. You know, everything goes until we eat all of our meals there, but it's you know, full body workout. Usually we hit all the body parts, and every day we work on moving your body in space and knowing how to control your body and being explosive with that. So he always talks about, you know, any guy can be strong and, you know, functionally strong on the bench or squat, but if you can't deliver that explosive, you know, that strength with explosiveness and velocity, then it doesn't matter. So that's what we work on.
Is that just coincidental?
No, it's just coincidental. Got my high school, you know, a little lift strong. But I got
Mike, it didn't seem like you came into the Senior Bowl with a ton of notoriety, but you really picked up a ton of momentum after a good week there. Do you have kind of a pulse on draft stock and